Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bassita, and this is your Picks Now update. We begin with some breaking news. A Redwood City police officer struck three people during a high-speed chase. Chopper 5 over the scene. This is at El Camino Real near James Avenue. Right now, all lanes remain blocked. At about 9:45 this morning, a canine officer was pursuing a home invasion robbery suspect when he lost control of his vehicle, hit a male pedestrian and two other vehicles. Wet weather may have played a factor in this. The pedestrian currently in the hospital suffering from serious injuries. The officer is expected to be okay. The canine in the police vehicle was also not injured. And we'll continue to follow this story and bring you more details as they develop. And this just into our newsroom, another victim in this morning's deadly fire in San Francisco. City officials say the father succumbed to his injuries at a local hospital early this morning. His daughter is also dead. Firefighters say both were trapped in the back of this house when the fire sparked just before 2 this morning in the Mission Terrace neighborhood. Now both were rushed to the hospital where they died.
The exit when we arrived were closed and we forced entry.
The blaze also claimed the life of the family dog. The cause of this fire remains under investigation. And it's official. Governor Newsom signed AB 5 into law today. California businesses will now be limited in their use of contractors. Companies will have to use a stringent test to prove that workers are actually independent contractors. This has allowed companies to dodge labor protections like overtime and health insurance. Now, some of the many workers who will benefit include janitorial workers, construction workers, and delivery and ride hail drivers. And California now responding to President Trump's threats to stop letting the state set its own vehicle emission standards. The state's waiver under the Clean Air Act allowed it to set standards tighter than the federal standard. Well, now California says it is ready to take legal action if that waiver is revoked.
We're prepared to lead. We'll prepare to fight. We'll do what we must.
It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers. It's not about the health. It's not about our economy. It's about oil companies.
Now, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce plans tomorrow to overturn California's waiver. University of California President Janet Napolitano has announced that she will step down next August. Napolitano, who has battled a recurrence of breast cancer, made the shocking announcement today during a UC Board of Regents meeting at UCLA. She began her tenure as president in September 2013. Prior to that, she was the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary for the Obama administration from 2009 to 2013 and the governor of Arizona from 2003 to 2009. President Trump's new national security advisor has strong Bay Area ties. Robert O'Brien attended Cardinal Newman High School in Santa Rosa, got his law degree at UC Berkeley. He will step down as the State Department's chief hostage negotiator.
Look, it's a privilege to serve with the president, and we look forward to another year and a half of peace through strength. We've had tremendous foreign policy successes under President Trump's leadership. I expect those to continue. We've got a number of challenges.
O'Brien is the fourth person in just 2 years to hold that position. This comes just a week after John Bolton resigned. The president is going after Iran's economy as retaliation for a strike on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. He says the U.S. will be placing more sanctions on Iran. And this comes after the U.S. and Saudi Arabia determined Iran was behind this attack. White House officials have not ruled out further action by the president, including a military response.
There's plenty of time to do some dastardly things. It's very easy to start. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think we have a lot of good capital. If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Today, the Saudi Crown Prince called the attacks an act of war during his meeting in Saudi Arabia with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Iran denies that it had any role in this attack and warns that it will retaliate if the U.S. takes any military action. Former President Barack Obama made an appearance in San Francisco today at the invitation-only tech conference put on by software company Splunk. While the conference focused on tech, it also branched out to more topics like climate change. Obama stressed the importance of climate change, citing it as the biggest challenge facing the country. Meanwhile, in Milpitas, they are honoring the former president by making a permanent tribute. According to the East Bay Times, Milpitas is now the first city in Silicon Valley to rename a street after the 44th president. Part of Dixon Landing Road, which crosses over Interstate 880, is now Barack Obama Boulevard. And the 49ers firing back today against the city of Santa Clara. They say they will continue to be the ones to manage non-football events at Levi's Stadium. Despite the city's threat to take that away from them, today they released a statement saying, quote, "The city's latest announcement is just another step in a self-destructive process they began years ago as part of a petty political vendetta. All of those efforts failed, just as this latest attempt will also fail." The city cites several factors as to why it wants to end the management agreement, including lawsuits filed by the team against the city, inappropriate wages paid to contract workers, and failure to share key documents with the city. Last night, city voted the 49ers will need board approval for everyday operating expenses. Taking a live look at SFO, where we're now learning that construction on the airport's main runway will be completed a full week ahead of schedule. Airport officials now say they'll reopen runway 28 left by tomorrow night. Construction began more than a week ago and resulted in thousands of canceled and delayed flights. Until all runways have reopened, officials advise travelers to keep expecting delays. And the sunshine is coming back after some light showers this morning. Taking a live look outside, you can see there are still some clouds out there, but the rain has moved on. Mary Lee has your forecast. Mary?
Well, tracking our second weather system of the week, this is a weak cold front. So the tail end of this front bringing scattered light showers. So as we head through the day, that front pushes through and then sunshine in the afternoon. But it's all because of this low pressure system dropping that front our way. So an active weather pattern for sure. So taking you through the rest of our afternoon, those showers leave us as that cold front moves across our region and out of here, and then actually catching some sun as we go through the rest of our afternoon for the North Bay, the San Francisco Peninsula, and then eventually for the South Bay as well. Looking at our temperatures below average for this time of year, mild, looking at 77 in Concord, 76 for San Jose, 72 in Oakland and Fremont, 74 for a high in Mountain View, and 67 for San Francisco. So there we go with that 7-day forecast with temperatures warming up as high pressure builds in beginning Thursday through the work week and into the weekend. Saturday, the warmest day out of the week.
Another step toward becoming more eco-friendly, today Berkeley launches its new reusable cup program. The idea is for cafes to loan reusable cups to customers rather than use disposable cups that would be tossed away. Well, so far, 11 cafes in Berkeley are already taking part in the program. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.